Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Joining us on the line right now is Mr. Luvuyo Khotla, who is an attorney at Khotla & Partners. He is representing the alleged arsonist, Mr. Zandile Mafe, and I'm absolutely delighted that you have made yourself available to us. Thank you very, very much.
Hello.
Hello. Mr. Khotla?
Mr. Khotla.
Mr. Godla.
Yes, Godla. Yes, that's wonderful.
Okay. I need some help with my vernac. So you are representing Mr. Zandile Mafe, correct?
That's correct. Yeah, that's correct.
Yesterday I spoke to the NPA and I was very surprised to hear that Mr. Mafe is actually not a homeless person.
No, he's not a homeless person. We placed on record in court when he made his first appearance that he is residing in Khayelitsha. Your section.
Yes.
Yes.
So it was so important that we speak to you because there seemed to be so much misinformation. So I wanted to find out from you, what are the actual charges against Mr. Mafe?
To date, we still do not know because in court we were advised that a state could not access the crime scene in order to formulate with great certainty the charges to press against Mr. Mafe. And we were made to believe that subsequent to his first appearance, the investigating officer will be able to access a crime scene and be able to come back so that the state can come up with all the charges. It's something which we thought we will get immediately on the very same day, at maybe the most the following day. But even now, we are not in possession of that information.
So just as a lay person, that doesn't make a lot of sense to me. Is it a case of somebody who was just in the wrong place at the wrong time? When you charge somebody, there's a charge sheet. So how come there was no charge sheet? On what basis did they arrest him?
Yeah, exactly. That question, it's a very perfect and valid question. Because remember, the Constitution provides that an accused person should be brought before court within 48 hours. And it goes automatically with the obligation as well on the state to advise the person, the accused person, of the charges against him or her, that you are appearing for these charges in order to allow that person to prepare adequate defense. It doesn't help to simply bring the person within 48 hours before court if you don't tell the person what are the charges pressed against him. Now, here, we see miscarriage of justice. We thought that would be done. And it was worse when we were advised as well that the state still needs to profile the person. Even today, a spokesperson of NPA said he must still be profiled. And to profile a person, because there is technology now, it hardly takes 5 minutes. And the person was arrested on Sunday. Even to date, he has not been profiled. Really, what you are asking is very valid. We are all shocked.
Well, there's a few other things. Is that the Hawks were only allowed access. The investigators were only allowed access because the building had been smoldering up until this morning. They had to secure it. They had to make sure that the roof wasn't going to collapse on top of the investigators. And the investigators were only able to access the premises today. So where is the evidence? I mean, do you have any discovery documents? Or is that kind of putting the cart before the horse?
Absolutely nothing. We don't have anything. There was an allegation at some stage that, look, there are also some explosives involved that were recovered within or maybe at the scene. But we were at the very same time made to believe that no one is able to access the crime scene due to safety reasons. And we are shocked. And today, few minutes ago, I think 30 minutes ago, members of Hawks were in Mafikeng, in Lonely Park. They were speaking with Zandisile, a family member of Mr. Mafe. and Zandisile Madiwa. And they could confirm everything they wanted to confirm. And now, surely, I believe that problem which was trending, that his identity is not what we know. I think it has since been settled. But I don't know why are they unable to get to Parliament and see how to, what else maybe must they still shoulder on Mr. Mafe, and why speculations are saying there are explosives when in fact they cannot access the crime scene. I don't know.
So it has been longer than 48 hours that he has been in custody, is that correct?
No, in fact he was arrested on Sunday.
Sunday, and today's Thursday, so it has been longer. Or is he out? Is he out on bail?
I beg your pardon?
Is he out of jail or is he still remanded? Is he still in custody?
No, he is still in custody. He will be appearing most next week, Tuesday. Obviously, the state...
But he hasn't been charged. This is what I don't get my head around. Is how can they hold him if he hasn't been charged?
No, he has been charged with housebreaking and theft. And he has since been charged as well for arson. But the explosive charge is not here nor there. Obviously, even if someone, they say, is Schedule 1 offense,
yes,
the state can still ask a remand for bail information. And that was the easiest getaway for them to say, we want to get bail information because we can't access the crime scene. And we, at least for now, we know he has since been charged for arson, housebreaking and theft.
Mr. Godlow, one of our listeners is asking you a question. He says, how did you come to represent your client?
I received a call and I responded to a call. He wanted my services and he was assisted to locate my services.
Okay. All right. Amazing. Very interesting, but wow, a hornet's nest.
But what
there
I
was
can
one.
Tell you, yes. What I can tell you is pro bono, and maybe what might surprise you even more is that next week, when he is making his appearance in court, at that stage, because I'm working now to beef up his legal representation, and people are responding positively. They are coming. We will have advocates that will come and be part of the team pro bono as well, pro bono.
Yeah,
and there are members of the public as well that will be in court in attendance on that particular day. And they are coming to say, please, we know what is happening. Someone who is responsible for this must come and face the mighty of the law, not this poor person, because this person does not have any interest in burning documents and carrying away documents which he did not even have insight into.
Incredible.
If a person such as this one wanted to commit crime of theft, this person could have gone to a place where he would get bread, he would get fish, he would get clothing, not going to Parliament, a heavily secured and armed place, and only to remove some documents which he did not even have inside. It's so irreconcilable.
Yeah. Mr. Godler, I don't think that this is the last time that we will speak. Thank you very much for your time. Unfortunately, we are out of time and I need to leave it here, but I really do appreciate you speaking to us and I wish you much luck with the case.
Most welcome. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. God bless. Bye-bye.